And now, here are some of the letters received at the Evening News during the past week. Colin Burley from Toftwood has a remedy for bat control. Natural England have thrown a pretty big spanner in the works when it comes to the completion of the Western Link, and all because of a colony of bats. Big deal. From what I've been able to find out, the main contribution bats make to the planet is that they kill and eat flies. My parents and grandparents found that a strip of sticky flypaper did a fair good job of killing them. In my humble opinion, much blame can be laid at Noah's feet, with this dubious selectivity in allowing bats, wasps, snakes, and rats to board the ark before the Great Flood. There are, I gather, 1,300 species of bats on the Earth, of which 18 live in the UK. Of these, 7 species choose to roost in churches, and they repay their maker by defecating and urinating in his place of worship. An ancient law prevents we mere mortals of doing anything about getting rid of them. The closest remedy I know of is in the oft-repeated story by Keith Skipper, wherein a vicar stated that he'd baptised them, had the bishop confirm them, and he hadn't seen hair nor hide of them since.
Paul Milner from Sheringham writes about lies, damned lies, and statistics. The Evening News reports that electric car charge points are a booking must, says hotel guests. Really? Apparently, we are told 8 out of 10 guests say EV charging has a direct impact on whether or not they book a room. An interesting statistic, considering EV cars make up only 2% of all the cars on UK roads. Why would a hotel lose parking spaces, fork out £10,000 to install a few EV chargers for the very occasional EV owner? Let's be frank, they don't install petrol pumps for the remaining 98%. Ah, I understand reading on. I see this statistic comes from research carried out by EV charging pioneers Verta. Take note, Evening News. It was, as Mark Twain said, there are lies, damned lies, and there are statistics.
Our next writer, Harriet Cockrell, from Milam, feels the BBC are letting standards slip. I've just watched a fairly important interview with Tim Davey, the Director General of the BBC. He was wearing an open-necked shirt and white plimsolls. Should I offer A, to increase my TV licence so that he can afford a tie and proper shoes, or B, decrease my fee because he can afford to bunk off to play tennis during the working day?
And in our final letter for today, David Young from DIS thinks we need a sense of proportion about the Western Link Road. Today, the 2nd of April, Willem Buttinger writes about the web of life and mentions the massively environmentally damaging Western Link. It makes me very sad when I see good farming land under threat, whether it be from open-cast gold mining in Australia or house building in the UK, and all the more cross when the public is misled by inaccurate facts repeated so often that they become factoids, accepted as the truth. If you take the trouble to look at a good atlas where you will eventually find Great Britain, you will notice that it is considerably smaller than, say, the Amazon rainforests. We need to maintain a sense of proportion when considering the role of road building in Norfolk. At the weekend, a better-known environmentalist, David Attenborough, was telling TV viewers the interesting tale of the bats in the city of Austin, Texas. They are rather clever. Instead of dying off, as perhaps might be expected, in the presence of the motor traffic that serves as a population of 1 million humans, they noticed that the construction method of the massive road bridge provided a perfect, secure habitat for them. They thrive and outnumber the human population. Most, but not all, bats use a very sophisticated method of echolocation. Whether by this method or not, the Austin Bridge residents fly through narrow cracks in and out of their homes. We also saw recently on our television the bulldog bat, who has a clever trick of detecting an unsuspecting fish as it breaks the surface of the water and grasping it with hooks that seem to have evolved for the purpose. Is there a reader who can explain to me why our Suffolk and Norfolk bats are so much less intelligent than their foreign counterparts that they need bat bridges to safely cross an A11 road? And why they will be unable to find an alternative accommodation when crowdfunders finally twig that they are being mugged by a fanciful sob story. Oh, and any motorist who remembers queuing head to tail on the A140 through Norwich will have noticed that the new Eastern Link better than halves journey time, and whilst doing so allows one's engines to run in a far less polluting mode. Accepting that people will continue to drive from one side of the Norwich to the other, these major road improvements, after some short-term disruption, will actually reduce environmental damage per vehicle mile.